Station 11, Stone Troughs. Behind a ledge in the library stands a row of stone troughs. Apart from the building itself, they are the exhibition's only original artifacts. Their original purpose was for feeding the cattle. We know from Holocaust survivor Hilde Sherman-Sander that they had another function. When the deportees were kept here overnight prior to deportation, many parents laid their babies and small children in the troughs so that they didn't have to lie on the cold and filthy ground. Listen to Hilde Sherman-Sander. After that, we were standing about in the abattoir all night. The floor was wet, it was cold, and you could feel the damp creeping up your limbs. Babies and toddlers had been put to bed in the stone feeding troughs, and they cried all night. The chilblains on my feet began to sting, but I didn't dare take my boots off because we had to keep lining up, and, what's more, we were called alphabetically. Babies and small children were lying in the stone troughs and cried all night, probably because of the cold. The troughs are a warning. They remind us of the historical site itself and, in the former cattle market hall, of the people who were deported from here. Our tour of the exhibition ends here. We recommend that you visit the monument in memory of the deported Jews at the former freight station at Derendorf. The monument at Jülicher Brücke, Marx-Chagall-Straße, Toulouse Allee, is only 650 metres from here. There you will find an information panel. On the way there, you should note the information and memorial at the entrance to the university campus on Münsterstraße, between buildings 3 and 4. Thank you for visiting.